This is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Yes, people, welcome back to another VAR You Serious. Now, as you may know, I'm all the way on the other side of the world. I'm currently in Uganda. So this week, we're going to run back through my favourite bits from the show so far. Now, regular listeners and viewers, you know the show. You know the show well. You know that I always give my guests a space to rant and get whatever they want off their chest. It's becoming one of my favourite sections. There's been some serious anger in here. I'm not all football related. Here are some of my favourite rants of the week. Let's start with the producer, Kim's outburst against Umbrellas. Probably, actually, if I'm honest, one of my favourites because it entered all my close friends group chat, that clip.
And my next rant, which is not football related at all, but something I feel very, very, very passionate about, is Umbrellas. What is the point of an umbrella?
They come out of nowhere.
Bro, they make me feel ill, bro.
No, you can't do
that. No,
I'm honest, you can't do that.
They make me feel absolutely ill. And it's been obviously ridiculous recently because there's been so much rain. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why I hate umbrellas.
Yeah, okay? Please, because women who like chivalry and you know, men to be gentlemen will like to be held and like to have the umbrella held for them. They'll like...
There's a big design flaw though, Cecil. They're too big for the pavement. And they're too big for one person, and they're way too small for two people. So if I'm walking with an umbrella with my missus, at least half of me, at least my left side or my right side, is getting drenched in rain. Secondly, if I'm walking on the street and more than one other pedestrian has an umbrella, my eyes are getting poked out.
Yeah, fair.
It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. You've got to open them outside or you'll get 7 years bad luck. So you've got to get wet before you open them anyway. The worst bit about the umbrella, the biggest design flaw, is that what usually accompanies rain in this country? It's the wind.
Yeah.
What is an umbrella's biggest kryptonite? The wind. It doesn't make any sense. Why am I walking outside, getting drenched, holding a piece of plastic that's upturned inside out, that is poking people's eyes out? It's just ridiculous.
What is the rain's biggest, the umbrella's biggest kryptonite? The wind.
It is, though.
I put that on a plaque. That is hilarious.
It's ridiculous. I'm sick of them.
It is true, but I just think you need an umbrella. I think you need bigger pavements or walk on bigger pavements, or you do need the umbrella. I don't know, I think you need the umbrella. Like I said, chivalry, the women really appreciate when the man is holding the umbrella. More time, I'll be honest, I just get wet. I just hold the umbrella for the lady. My lady, shall I say.
I'm sorry to be toxic masculinity.
Big time.
But bro, I can't respect a man who uses an umbrella. Just get wet. You live in England. It's going to rain 250 days of the year. Just get wet.
No, that I'm with you. Because I normally wear hoodies if I'm honest. So I normally have a hood, and that still is kind of annoying because the hood gets drenched. But I feel protected. That's why I'm like, I always say to my partner, I say, look, I'll just hold the umbrella for you. And also, if you're carrying or you're pushing, I know there'll be other people that say, oh, well, once I have a baby, I have to push my baby, keep them dry as well. So sometimes they have the umbrella.
If you've got a baby, you can keep your baby dry. Yeah. I'm not saying get a wet baby, but I'm saying if you're walking down the street on your own,
no,
just leave
it
out.
I
just get
it,
a hood
get
on.
It.
Next, Dev Bajwa's fury at people who vape in public. Again, I have many people that do this around me, but this one went crazy as well.
Dev, you have the floor. Give me rant. I'm intrigued.
All right. Nothing to do with football.
Brilliant.
At
my fave tonight, if I'm honest.
Vapors? Or whatever you call them, the man that suck on vape.
Oh, yes!
They need to be, that should be punishable by law. If you do that shit in public, I'm so tired of it. Okay, the reason for this, yeah, is because they'll come at you like, oh, we're not smoking.
Yeah,
oh, no,
yeah,
it's not smoke. You won't get secondhand smoke. All right, do me a favor then, yeah, if you're a vape and you're listening to this, go into your PS5 or your console, suck out the battery. It's the same thing. So you can suck out a battery and then walk down the street. But the thing is, they have this thing like, oh, because it's not smoke, it's almost like it's acceptable to like really flaunt it. Like you see them on the tube, you see them doing stuff. The other day I was walking down the road, just down here actually, near Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
Someone did it in front of their face and then walked through it like the Undertaker, just like fucking. And I was like, what is actually wrong with you? So, and also, it's like, just because it's not smoke doesn't mean it doesn't invade my life.
Yeah.
It's like, no need to tell me what you've eaten, bro. I can smell it through there with a little faint hint of strawberry. It's like, oh, it's fine. It smells like mint. It's like, do you know what else smells like mint? Colgate.
Yeah.
Use that. Brush your teeth. Get out my face. I hate it. Everyone who vapes in public, like, stop acting like you're doing the world a favor. It's like, oh, it's better than smoke. Do you know what's better than vape? Air. Breathe. I'm asthmatic. Breathe. Leave me alone.
I
hate them.
You know what? We're going to get obviously a lot of people that are against this, but also obviously they're going to be for it. But a lot of people are against because there's so. I can't believe how many vapors there are in this world.
And they'll act like they're
actually
not,
crazy.
They'll act like they're not addicted, and then I'll see them like. You sure?
Bro, yesterday in the away end, man, they're crouching down.
Exactly.
Breathing it in. I'm like, bro.
Bro, it's a game's battery.
On. Yeah, and then, oh.
It's a battery. How are you sucking on something that you plugged into the mains? That's not okay. That's not a get yourself checked. I hate it. I hate it so much.
I'll be honest, it's such a big turn. Like my brother, it's a big turn off for me. I'll be honest, it's such a red flag.
And the reason I bring it up is because my brother used to. He don't do it anymore.
Okay, good.
But I remember he used to just come in and almost like breathe it into the room and walk out. I'm like, cheers, bro. Yeah. Oh, it's sick. Yeah, what you eating later? Because I can smell what you had before.
I'm saying.
I hate it so much. Mad. And they all smell horrible.
I know, and it's just getting younger and younger. Yeah. All the younger audiences and people listening, like, it's, you might, I don't know if you think it's cool. I don't know. It's but obviously cool. I know people get hooked with trends and what's going on, but I'm telling you, it's not good for your health.
No, just don't do it.
If you're going to do a trend, try and do something that's actually healthy as well. Like Dev says, breathe in the air.
It will last longer.
It's great.
It's good.
Oh, and of course, Ben Spalding's completely unjust hatred on a certain George Ezra.
There's no originality anymore. Movies, music. I start off with movies. One that really, really pissed me off recently. Moana, which I've never seen before, is getting a live action remake already, even though there's already been like two cartoon films in the past, what, like 5 or 10 years. There's children are still children. They've watched it as a kid and they're still kids.
Yeah.
And there's already a live action remake. Like The Rock is still playing himself. Like he should be long gone by now if they're doing a live action remake. I think that's ridiculous that they're making a live action remake.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. That they're making a live action remake. And
no one asked for that.
That's mad.
No one asked for that. Harry Potter being a live action remake, they're making the series now.
What is the point?
I think every series is going to be one of the movies. Why? Just leave it. And it's also called live action. What is live action? I'm pretty sure Harry Potter was live. It wasn't a cartoon, was it? I don't understand the difference.
That is
absolutely ridiculous. Just leave it.
I will jump in if you go to your next rant, but I will jump in just to say, hold tight, Disney and The Little Mermaid live action. Obviously, I was in that. Helped pay for my house.
No way.
Yeah, got me my credit as well on screen and all that. So big up to that. But you're
that
right.
That makes sense because Little Mermaid, I was a toddler when that came
out.
And, you know, 20 years later, you want those kids that have then had kids to then watch it again and share the same memory.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I get that.
Yeah, but
if you're going to do a remake, do a prequel like Lord of the Rings have done with their series. Game of Thrones have done quite a few prequels and maybe sequels as well from the famous series. That makes sense. But don't just make the same thing. Same in music. I feel like every song is just a sample or a cover. It's ridiculous. I mean, I know Ardy used to get a lot of slack because every single song he done was a sample. Yeah. A lot of them bangers. Diggity, Pump 101 is an absolute banger from 50 Cent. That's a really, really good song. So when it's done properly, it's fine. I just think, everyone's just making the same song and using old beats. It's ridiculous. What I do like about the new music with like streaming and trends that you see on social media, you see Madonna coming back, her song because of Jim Skin doing the shoulder roll.
Yeah.
That's back in the charts. That's amazing. I think Milky, Just the Way You Are, that's back in the charts. The one that goes, that's from 2002. And that's again, like in the charts again because of TikTok and trends like that and people using it. I like that. But just using a sample for sample's sake, just come up with something new.
Yes.
On a side note, sticking with music, George Ezra, he pisses me off so much for some reason. When I hear him on the radio, I'm getting a look from Kim over there. He must be a big fan. George Ezra is stealing a living. Must be an industry plant as well. I do not understand that man, how he's made music. He made that green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party the day that I die. Him and his boys must have been in the studio. Yeah, we made a banger, boys. That's literally an adult's nursery rhyme. I don't understand how on earth is that song done so well? It's a nursery rhyme. He performed it at the Queen's Platinum. It's a Platinum Jubilee outside Buckingham Palace. And the lyrics is, you better throw a party before the day that you die. They had to censor that bit because the Queen was on her last legs anyway. And I just don't understand how he makes all of these nursery rhymes. And they're like in the studio working on them and they think, we're going to make loads of money on it. And they do. How do they make money on these songs and these adult nursery rhymes? I do not know.
That is
George Ezra just really grinds my gears.
George Ezra and originality. It's interesting. You make a very good point. I mean, Kate Bush running up that hill when Strange Things was coming was in its pomp, which still is a great series. That obviously hit the charts as well. You're right about originality because now with the surge of AI, I mean, originality is actually key, because I think people are going to start ripping stuff, and you're going to see a lot of fake stuff. So originality is currency at the moment, but it's hard to find. I think even you're a company where, you know, you're trying to do original formats, like, yeah, that's the role for most content creators as well. Like, I think it's a skill to find it, and I think you're right. I think a lot of things are just being sampled or regurgitated or reused, or they're stealing ideas and storylines and from the past and trying to make them modernized and trying to get traction from that. So that is interesting. Originality as your rant of the week. I like that. I like that. All right, we'll leave it there. Yeah. We'll leave it there.
This is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Now, I know I mentioned earlier that rants of the week has slowly become my favorite part of the show. But to the regulars here on VAR You Serious, you all know my favorite part of the show is, of course, Fantasy 11. And here are two of my favorites. We, of course, had the Villain 11 with Louis Beneventi, who took it way, way, way too far. Way too far. Yeah, Villain 11 or Controversial 11 or the Worst People Ever 11, it should have been called. Yeah, that one was one definitely to remember. Maybe actually erase from the memory.
We're going to do 4-3-3.
Okay. Good. That's the information I've had as well.
Good. This is obviously, it is the Villain 11. So we're going to go through some villains. Now, I was told off air, there was some that...
I'm not allowed to do my actual one. Yeah. Because Ofcom won't like it. It's built for an afters at 4 o'clock in the morning and conspiracy theories. So
exactly that.
But we fixed it. There's still, I've managed to keep some.
Okay, good.
But we'll have to see. If I get told later I have to change one more, we'll have to redo it. I won't be happy, but I can live with it.
Oh, well, let's do this. Let's go player position for position. Here we go. Starting with in goal. Mm-hmm. Let's go. You go first. Who is your goal?
No, you go first.
I go first. Here we go. Okay. Now here I had to do a deep thought about who has a glove. Who has gloves as a villain? There are some. But there's one that has the almighty glove, the most powerful glove in the universe, and that is Thanos. Mm-hmm. With the snap, yep, he has a glove, and he's very powerful. He's very big. Mm-hmm. He is purple. Don't know if that helps, but he is a big figure in front of my sticks. That is Thanos with the one glove.
Great.
With all the power.
One glove.
I know it's one, but hey. He's so powerful.
That's cheating though. Like, it's not like you're adding. It's not galactic football.
Great show. Throwback that is, by the way. Great show.
Unbelievable.
But you're a goalkeeper. I've gone with Thanos.
Mm-hmm. I've gone with Vladimir Putin.
He's straight.
Listen, the man's been a reliable presence on the world stage. Reliable is maybe the wrong word choice.
Reliable, but
he's been there with his own iron fist, yeah. Right? And he's been able to cover a wide surface area to deal with things. And he is also, I think, it's a second Dan black belt in judo.
He's,
so, you know, the man's like a cat. Yeah. Like, he's going to be like, Thanos got one glove. Yeah, fine. Nothing's getting past Putin, because if it does, that person's in trouble.
Oh my lord! I just have the vision of him. I think he's on a horse, topless. Just
maybe he could be on that with his gloves as well.
Vladimir Putin. Now I want to go to Russia, so I'm not going to say anything too bad about my man. But yeah, okay. So that's your goalkeeper. You got Putin. I've got Thanos. Let's go right back. Who have you gone with? My producer's just found him playing football.
Yeah, look at the techers. Look at the technique. With like, he's got those shoes from Clarks, and he's still doing that. Do you know what I mean?
I'm confused if it is actually good technique or not. The ball is in a good position.
You're just gonna say it's good technique anyway, aren't you?
Because you never know. The ball is in shot, and he looks like he's wrapping it. But who knows? Who knows? Putin in goal. Thanos. I don't think there's any photos of Thanos playing football. But we'll go with that. Right back.
Saddam Hussein.
Louis has gone the ultimate villains in life.
Saddam Hussein, as a right winger, he wasn't quite good enough. He has bigger names ahead of him. Mm-hmm. One of them I'm not allowed to use for obvious reasons, because, you know, social.
Yeah. I think the other person you're thinking of, he was an Arsenal fan. So, anyway. Yeah, who I'm here. Not Hussein, but the other one.
No. He's in a different position. I've got Saddam Hussein at right back, because you know the right backs that weren't right wingers, but they weren't quite good enough.
Right.
So you drop them back to right back. Right. That's why I got Saddam Hussein.
Okay. Well, as you can tell, mine's going to be completely different. I've gone with Scar from Lion King. Because he's a lion.
Roar.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's an evil lion. And I consider sometimes during Timber, he's an ox, but also sometimes I think he's a lion. Same. Actually, Mazu Scary is more of a lion. So I thought Scar makes sense. He's the evil villain in Lion King. So that is my right back. Left back then, who have you gone with?
Joseph Stalin. He was further forward on the pitch to add balance to my right winger, but again, producer said I couldn't do that. Yeah. So I've dropped him back in the team because fair. I've got some other left wingers and right wingers that I think would be quite good.
Okay.
But I've got him sort of like, you know, left hand side. Again, I'm thinking like old school left back, like a, I mean, your case maybe like, was Lee Dixon left back, was yeah, he? Yes, yeah. Like a Lee Dixon, or like in my case, you know, maybe a bit more of like a William Gallas in that 04-05 team, just like a centre back that's kind of shifted out there, could maybe invert to make it a back three when Saddam Hussein bombs forward. Good one, that one, it. And then from there, you know, it kind of just can go from there.
That one got me late.
I didn't even realise I'd said it until I'd said it. I'm so good. I'm so good, man. Oh,
well, there's going to be two very different 11s. So, okay. My left back is It, the clown. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to see why, because there's green lines in the person in front. So, like I said, we've got to have chemistry. Think of It, the clown. There's someone in front there. You'll get it later.
Okay.
Right. Centre back pairing. I'm scared to hear yours. So let me do mine first.
Yeah, you go first.
Because I'm scared to hear who you've got as your evil centre-back pairings. I've gone, again, I'm thinking ahead. I'm thinking 4D here. On the right centre-back, I've got Green Goblin. Hear me out. On
which
the
one?
Left.
Which one?
Oh, that is a good question.
We're talking Amazing Spider-Man, Connor 2.
No,
comics,
the original Spider-Man. Not the.
We're talking Sam Raimi, yeah. Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, on the silver with the green, with the orange, bombs, that one.
Willem Dafoe, okay.
The classic, there you go. Oh, cool. You are locked. You are very into your films and series. Green Goblin. Doctor Doom is his partner. Green. They're both green, okay? Well, he's got a...
What's that got to do with anything?
It's green lines. I just thought it just made sense. They look at each other, they say, you're green, I'm green, we're both evil. That makes sense. We're going to have a great partnership in life. I was going to go Incredible Hulk, but he's more of a superhero, so it didn't really make sense.
So he's an anti-hero, isn't he?
There is an evil... Yeah, right.
So anti-heroes can maybe make the bench, couldn't they?
Right, there we go. Because there's an anti-Superman as well. But anyway, but that's we're not thinking about that. We're thinking about Doctor Doom, green cape, green aesthetics, with Green Goblin, who's also green. Green lines.
Right.
Nice. Yours.
I've gone for Darth Vader and James Corden.
Darth Vader fully makes sense. He's in my team as well. He's in my team as well. But James Corden is a villain.
Yeah. So like,
because
he obviously has made my life more difficult.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So compared to him at times,
I do get compared to James Corden. I was called Smithy at school. That was fun.
Right.
So we had that.
Did you know? So you didn't have the beard then, though, right?
No. There's, I did not have the beard.
Okay, I'll be honest.
It's like, I know the beard. I'm not gonna lie. The beard helps me a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Without the beard, the James Corden back in the day comparisons.
Oh yeah.
A little bit
makes
sense. Sorry, that was harsh.
Yeah, wind it in.
Sorry.
No need for that. But I mean, so James Corden, I think, because obviously he made my life. I think he's a villain. But also, when he was doing Carpool Karaoke, they would block the road, didn't they?
That's true.
Parking the bus.
You're thinking ahead. That is 4D thinking.
Yeah.
They block the roads. They do.
Yeah,
sometimes they don't even
drive. And then you've got Darth Vader as well. He's like, he's a bit like, you know, he's an ominous presence.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're a centre forward, you don't want to come against him. But also, he's got the distribution.
Yeah.
It's like if Saddam's coming from right back,
you can
kind of have him stepping into midfield, sort of
he can just like
help out,
float
and glide
into,
forward.
Yeah.
Is that what I mean?
Okay. I like that. Let's do midfield three as a whole. Let's do midfield. It's a very mixed bag, yours, but I'm hearing it. James Corden was interesting. Let's do a midfield three. Here we go. As a whole, I'm going to go with mine. My DM, hear me out. Mrs. Trunchbull.
Okay.
But hear me out.
Good shout.
She's an athlete.
I like it.
Gold medal winner.
Yes, good.
Don't play her. She's an athlete. Look, have you seen her on the, what's that? The horse? What are they things called? I don't know what they are. MP.
Horse, they're called horses.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the
gymnastics thing. I think it's called the horses.
Yeah, the thing which you, I mean, I'm not exactly the most athletic
horse
when it comes to that. That's the one, yeah.
There we go. So she's an athlete. In the DM, she'll do the hard work.
Okay.
Yep. Don't want to get put in the chokey. Yep. Okay, here we go. My number 10. Thinking 3D here. Scarlet the Witch.
sorcery, nice. Magician,
nice.
Can be creative.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
My number 10. My number 8. The devil. I think once you have the devil in your team, where do you go from there?
Is that like, does he count? I mean,
what do you mean? What? That's the biggest villain. What? So, okay, some people worship the devil. I nibbled.
Told you I was good at that bit.
I've nibbled. I should have been on
top. I should be in this team.
The devil. Yeah, you should. The devil is my number 8. Just don't come into the realms of fire with him. He's going to do all the work. It could be a she, mm-hmm. he or she. They cover a lot of the ground, set it on fire really. But it does the hard work. No one likes to do the running. Mm-hmm. My number 8 is the devil. Has to cover all the pitch. Right, that is my midfield 3.
Okay, I've gone Benito Mussolini as my holding midfielder.
Yep.
Little man syndrome was known for being quite aggressive all the time.
That's true, actually.
So, you know, could have him sitting, breaking up play.
Okay.
Like a Roy Keane sort of figure.
Yeah.
My number 8 was the aforementioned Arsenal fan. He was on the run from the US for quite a while. So he'll have good cardio.
Yep.
And I know I can't say his name. So people can put 2 and 2 together. Like twins.
He was
on the run from the US for quite a while. So, you know, the cardio will be good.
Okay. Next one.
And my number 10 for radio is the Green Goblin. In my number 10.
Fair.
You know, got him further forward. He's like my floating playmaker.
Which one? Same one as
Willem Dafoe, absolutely. Yeah. No messing about. And best. I think you'll have Benito break it up. Ball goes to Arsenal fan. And then from there, it kind of means that he can sort of, you know, distribute it. And then from there, play it out to the wings into the big centre forward.
Fair. All right, let's go to our front three. We'll go right wing, left wing and striker. So okay. I'll go my right wing first.
Yep.
My right winger is Darth Vader. I don't really say too much. He has the force. So cross into the box.
Yep.
Use the force. Very simple. Yep. Your right winger?
I've gone for Lawrence Stewart, one of the Chelsea technical directors.
But to be fair... They say technical director.
The sporting director, technical director, same thing, innit? Let's not mess about it, mate. It's just words, big words. See? They make no difference whatsoever.
True. Can he play football?
Probably not, based on his decision making.
That's good. That means Darth Vader's kind of winning there. I'm happy with that. All right, cool. That's cool. Left wing, I've gone. No, you go.
Me? I've gone for Paul Winstanley, the other one.
The other just.
Yeah.
This is a clear indication of how Chelsea feel about their board right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I've gone, obviously, my left back is It the Clown. So I've kind of stuck with the clown circus theme and gone with left wing, the Joker. Because I think that is the ultimate villain, number one.
Yeah, I mean, Darth Vader is the ultimate villain in TV for me.
Yeah, okay. He is.
The fact that even dogs are scared of Darth Vader says everything you need to know.
That's kind of true. Okay. That is my left winger. You've given yours. Your striker.
See, I did have someone here, but I'm going to put him down to the bench. I had Piers Morgan.
He's an Arsenal fan. There's a lot of Arsenal fans.
I was going to have him starting because he's the man that can deal with the attention. But I feel like I've got a theme going on my left winger and right winger.
Go on.
So down the middle, I'm going Benedict Bali. Yeah, you heard me, Bedad.
Yeah.
You try and bar me from Stamford Bridge.
Yeah. I was going to say, I thought you was closer with the club. I thought you was more behind the scenes now. Now you're just giving the whole, you're throwing it all Chelsea. Do you know what? Green lines.
Yeah, mate. My front three is like the perfect connection, which means they can have the dead links to midfield.
Yeah.
So it's like it just works perfectly. Do they have dead links? No, they don't actually.
There's a lot of synergy though for your front three.
No, there is a lot of synergy. It's like you think about like the great partnerships, right? You had SAS, Sturridge and Suarez.
Yes.
And Sutton and Shearer further back.
Oh.
You know, you've had some great front. I mean, we had. Drogba, Duff, yeah. Iron Robin.
Fair.
You know, this is sometimes with those front threes. I mean, Sadio Mane, Firmino, Mane. Yeah, you know, there's you need to have a front three.
But I think one of my favourites is, and it has to be because I'm a bit of a Marvel geek, was the Marvel 11. Because do you know what was best? I had partnerships in there. I had She-Hulk and the Hulk. I had Spider-Man and Iron Man. You know, I was thinking. Universally massive, and I tapped in, and of course I won that one.
Yeah,
That is.
It's bad.
That's a disgrace.
It is bad.
For but a man who's very versed on films.
Yeah, no, it's bad. I've not watched it, but it's very firmly on my list.
Please.
But it's just time.
Please. Well, when you do, please text me. But Vecna is my striker and an ultimate villain. Well, died to. Ooh.
Oh, cheers. Thank you. No. You do. I'm walking out that door. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Sorry.
I had someone text me before Endgame and to tell me that Iron Man died.
No, I will. See, if that happened, I would. That's our friendship over.
Well, you know who it is, and I'll tell you about it afterwards. But yeah, that ruined it.
Well, that I need to know after this. Right. Well, that is it for our Fantasy 11s. Let us run through our 11s in full. Go on, and you go.
So my team, which is suitable for Ofcom and radio, is Vladimir Putin. I haven't told you my manager yet. I've got a manager.
Oh, you got a manager? I haven't got a manager. Okay, go on.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Yeah, do you know
Donald
what?
Trump. What I put in my notes here, he is the greatest and most fantastic man to have ever lived. Cut that there, because then I can get through Border Patrol for the World Cup. No one is as smart as him. He is self-described as a very stable genius. Thank you very much to your producer for that, who gave me that last bit.
Do you know what?
So
fair. And I need my access into the World Cup as well. So yeah. That's a good manager.
And I've a great manager. And my bench: Piers Morgan,
yeah.
Bonnie Blue, Taylor Swift. And then I'll have those three, because the other ones I want to say I won't be able to.
I have some. There's many I want to say, but I'm just gonna hold back. I'd love to go bar for bar, but let's run through your 11s, right? From goalkeeper to striker.
In goal, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Right back, Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Centre back, Darth Vader and James Corden. Left back, Joseph Stalin. Defence midfield, Benito Mussolini. My central midfielders: the Arsenal fan, who was on the run from the United States.
Yep,
and
good.
Whether or not you can say the picture, you know, just Google it.
Yep.
Number 10, Green Goblin. Left wing, Paul Winstanley. Paul Winstanley. Right wing, Lawrence Stewart. Up front, I've got Benedict Barley. On the bench, Piers Morgan, Bonnie Blue, Taylor Swift. I'll stick Thanos on there. And my manager is Donald Trump.
Wow. That is an amazing 11. That's a villain 11, people. Let me give you my villain 11. In goal, with the one glove, Thanos. Right back, Scar. Very different to Lewis, you can imagine. Centre back pairing of Green Goblin and Doctor Doom. I thought the green would be the chemistry, but there's actually more chemistry on Lewis than his front three. Left back is It the Clown. I hate clowns. And it links up with my left winger.
Oh, dear.
My DM is Mrs. Trunchbull. She's an athlete. Don't get it twisted.
I do like that one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one, to be fair.
Number 10, Scarlet the Witch. Creativity. She's very good. Number 8 is the devil. The devil himself. That could come in many forms, by the way. Right wing.
You've got a geezer with goat legs. Yeah. Field. What boots do you get made for him?
True. Right wing, Darth Vader. Left wing, the Joker. Actually has a free role because I think he's...
comes inside, yeah, sort of floats in, does whatever.
Exactly, and is very creative.
Yeah,
and
he
can do what he wants. I like the Joker. Crazy person. And then up front, our striker, Vecna Jokeres. That is my 11. That is Louis' 11. We normally do a winner, but I'm so just gobsmacked by yours. And I think they're two different 11s.
Yeah. You wait till you hear the one I've got off air, mate.
Yeah, once we come off air, I want to listen to it. So, who is... I've just been told Louis wins Fantasy 11 time, and today's topic is Marvel characters of the MCU. Now, I'm a big Marvel fan. I am waiting for Doomsday. I'm waiting for that. There's this summer, it's coming out, the Avengers Doomsday. I love Marvel. So when I saw that this is what we're doing, I was all in. Funny enough, I found it very difficult to pick an 11 because I don't really know what we base off. The popular characters, are they better? Do they win? I don't know, but we're gonna judge it together. We haven't got someone to tell us the winner, so we'll decide.
We haven't got an independent adjudicator.
We haven't got an independent adjudicator, but I'm sure the listeners will have their opinion, but also we can be fair. We can be fair. Right, let's do this. We've decided to change the formation. 4-4-2. Why not?
Oh,
that's
cool.
Kim said he went 4-4-2. I said, I can work with that. I can make that happen. So I've gone 4-4-2.
I love my team, by the way. I'm just looking at it. I'm just thinking, God, I'm good.
We'll find out. Right. Signing goal. You go. I go.
Obviously, Dr. Octopus.
Oh,
Not only has he got loads of arms, he can fly a bit.
Doc Ock.
Imagine trying to put in a corner. to Doc Ock.
Have I dropped the
He's collecting the ball every time.
I'm now looking at him. Sorry, people. I'm pausing because I've let that one go. I just typed in Mr. Octopus and they've gave me Mr. Men, Mr. Tickle. Sorry, Dr. Ock. Here we go. Yeah.
Mr. Tickle also probably a decent goalie. He's got arms for days. That's a lot of arms.
To be fair, look out for the fantasy. Yeah, Mr. Men coming up.
Mr. Men's next week.
Okay. I've dropped the ball here. I went with Groot in goal because, hear me out, Groot, because he's on grass. If you know Groot's power, he can morph into the ground and pull up vines and branches. So I'll be honest, that is a good, I'm going bar for bar here. Dr. Octopus is actually his name, versus Groot. I think that's fair in goal. Maybe Groot's a bit nice. And Dr. Octopus is a bit angry.
Octopus is smoking you.
No, I don't know. I mean,
because his arms can go for miles and they're made out of metal.
But I can go into the ground and just everywhere.
To be fair, it's 0-0, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
already 0-0.
No one's scoring. Okay. Dr. Octopus and I've gone Groot. Right back.
I'll tell you my fullbacks because I think they work well as a pair.
Okay, I've done that as well. Go on, then, talk to me.
Black Panther right back. I don't even really need to explain why.
No, of course.
I just feel
Panther, yeah.
Panther. Yeah. Cultured. Yeah. Speedy. Yeah. Kyle Walker.
I'm trying to think who's the
left back. I've gone Wolverine.
Okay. The metals and the
do you see what I'm saying? Like the metals, the speed, the animalistic vibranium, nature of them.
Actually, vibranium they have, don't they? Black Panther has vibranium. I don't know if I wonder if Wolverine's
incisive.
Okay.
Quick.
Okay. Sharp.
Lion-like.
Okay. Oh, mine sounds so weak compared to them. I've gone Ant-Man right back and I've gone the Wasp left back. But because...
That's just mental.
They have a film together, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and it makes sense.
It does make sense.
They're a partnership, but however...
They're getting smoked and you know they are.
Fullbacks are my weakest positions, by the way. They always are. Okay.
Centre-backs.
Talk to me.
I've gone Thor. He's just big, isn't he? He's big, and I feel he's just big.
There's only one person you could put next to him to make this maybe stronger than mine.
Captain America?
No. Okay, good. It would have been Loki because they're brothers, but that's fine.
Oh.
That's fine. You dropped the ball there. So you've gone Thor and Captain America.
Captain America because he's a shield, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Defensive. I like that.
Very shield. Defensive.
I've gone the Hulk. Aggressive.
Yeah,
strong.
I'm getting past him.
Yep. Partner, She-Hulk.
Fair enough.
Now hear me out.
Fair enough.
Hear me out. Because some would say, but it's Bruce Banner, and they need that. Like, what happens if they're not formed in their Hulk character? Hear me out. We've been in relationships, all of us. We know how to annoy our partners. When you have Hulk and She-Hulk, even though I don't know if I think they were partners. They know how to aggravate to get themselves to where they need to be the best defensive partnership. So for me, Hulk and She-Hulk. I think that makes sense.
Well, you'll see with my strikers.
I think I've won the centre back to pairing. You've won the fullback. Okay. Kay. Midfield. Okay, let's do the centre mids.
Two centre mids. The sort of deeper one, and I'm going to make him my captain, is Charles Xavier. Now, hold on. I know he's in a wheelchair, but he can do things with his mind.
Telekinesis.
He can do all of his stuff with his mind, so he doesn't need his legs.
But the
legs would be important for sure. But what I'm thinking is he just sits in one spot and he just controls the game with his mind.
Okay.
He can see everything. He's picking off passes.
Okay.
And then the man alongside him can execute it. Hawkeye. You've got to think about them through balls.
Surprise you didn't go.
Long range shots.
Surprise you didn't go Hawkeye up front. But okay. I like that. I do like that. I've gone Magic in the midfield, of course. Doctor Strange, of course.
He can walk as well.
Can walk, can kick balls, can teleport the ball, make the circles, all of that stuff. Can make circles in the goal, right in the position where you're shooting and put it out, go through that hole and end up being in the midfield to him or on his feet. Doctor Strange, alongside him, another magician, Scarlet the Witch, who also does telekinesis, also does the shh. But she has to touch you though. But that's fine. We'll get it close. She's got legs.
It's gonna be a big battle of telekinesis on the pitch,
exactly.
Isn't
it? Exactly.
The ball's just gonna be whizzing around.
Exactly. But it's magic. So I think we're at a stalemate there.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Let's go wingers.
My winger's Spider-Man, swinging around the back.
Have I done that as well? No, yeah, carry on. Okay.
Spider-Man and Iron Man. Spider-Man swings around the back, gets on hedges, athletic, can beat his defenders. I mean, let's be honest, right? If he's coming up against a right back, he's just going to shoot webs at their feet. They're going to fall over and he can just dribble past. Iron Man, respectfully, nothing without a suit. But if he's wearing the suit, he's cooking you.
Iron Man's my favourite Marvel character as well, just for people that are listening. Right wing, left wing. Just so you know, your right wing and left wing, Spider-Man and Iron Man are my front two.
Interesting.
Because they're a partnership. People will know they're a partnership. The suits are made by Tony Stark, and they're just, like you said, without the suits, what are they? But they're my strikers. My right wing and left wing, they say the most powerful Marvel character in the MCU, Captain Marvel, which is the lady, really, really strong. She's playing left wing. Right wing, I've gone Captain America. The captains together.
Which one's your captain?
Oh, that's a great question.
Don't be sexist.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm thinking new school. I'm thinking it's a good year. It's 2026.
2026.
The women are stepping up.
There we go.
She's a leader. And then, do you know what? Not even just to go politically correct with what they would say or new school. My missus runs my house. She's the captain. So big up Captain Marvel.
Facts.
Yep, it's the women do rule my life. So Captain Marvel can be
my
captain.
I can't wait to tell you my strike partnership.
Go on.
I'm thinking Jermaine Defoe, Peter Crouch.
Oh, I've gone Tom Short. I knew.
I've gone the Hulk and Ant-Man. I'm sorry, but that's an elite combo.
But Ant-Man can grow to really big as well.
I don't want him to grow really big.
You want him really small.
Charles Xavier's going to make the ball tiny and Ant-Man's just going to whiz past and score. In fact, actually, I've won. I've won. Sorry.
That's quite good. But She-Hulk and Hulk can just... Well, I don't know if they can see them, but can just step on and just flat.
Yeah, but he's agile, isn't he? He's agile.
I know you've got Hulk versus Hulk is... And she, I suppose they can all... Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's a tight one, Kim.
It's a tough game.
I don't really... Oh.
Someone out there, by the way, must be good enough at AI to do this game. Because yesterday I was watching 10,000 John Cena's against 1,000,000 orangutans.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
Bro, my TikTok algorithm is like... My TikTok algorithm is like 14-year-old who's just discovered marijuana.
What are you watching?
Seriously, that's all it is. It's just videos of weird fights that are never going to take place and sandwiches.
All right, I'm going to... Yeah, I think it's tight. Can we go draw?
We can go draw.
Let's go draw.
This is the Different Football Show. VAR, you serious? On FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Oh, and my final favourite moment, how could I forget this one, was when West Ham legend Anton Ferdinand and former West Ham Academy player Jordan Brown and I discussed what it was like to be a footballer growing up back in those days. But listen, we're not too old, so don't think it was ancient times. It was quite recent. And how much it has changed to right now. Right, listen, we've got to get into, again, some of the, compare the careers and your pathways. Jordan, you played in many different places. I mean, you left Barnet to go to Czech Republic for a year, then spent a large part of your career, obviously, in Canada as well, which we're going to talk about, because I would love to know the level and the standard in Canada. But all these places, Czech Republic, young age, obviously being black as well, all three of us are black here. What was that like going to Czech Republic? And why did you decide to make that move? Because we know footballers, sometimes money talks, but was that the reason? Was there a want from the club for you to sign that you thought, this seems like this could push me back into the path I want to go to? What was the main reason you started to go around?
Yeah, I think for the first time in my, whatever you want to call it, young career, I think I had like kind of rejection, right, where it was like, oh, like I'm going into a club, maybe I'll go on trial, whatever. Even a couple of clubs I went into, like score a few goals in friendlies, and then they'll be like, oh, just not for us, type of thing. So I was like, rah, like England's not really, maybe it's not for me. Maybe I gotta go again, go out there. I was, obviously before that I was playing in Germany.
Yeah.
Obviously before that I was at West Ham, got bought by West Ham from Arsenal. And then, having that journey, especially
come to a proper club.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna bite.
Having that journey as like the, like I always came up as like the, for my age, I was the boy. But then when you kind of face reality and like it's a bit of hardship for the first time, it's like raw, like how am I kind of here? Like I need to kind of find something, land on my feet somehow. And it was kind of just throwing things to the wall, like, and yeah, hoping it sticks. And I think that was a point in my time where I just needed to play football. I think I wasn't playing for 6 months because I went to Barnet.
Yeah.
And I signed in like, I think maybe like the January window. Again, things that need to get sorted out, like international clearance. So I signed, couldn't play international because of international clearance. Then I had a baby, had to go back to Germany. My son was born in Germany. And then I was in the airport. And then I go on Twitter and I just see managers got sacked. The managers that signed me. And I hadn't played a game at this point.
At the Czech Republic?
Like, no, but at Barnet.
At Barnet, okay.
At Barnet, yeah. So that was my opportunity because they were in League Two at the time, even though they were like battling, fighting relegation and whatnot. But I was looking at the team thinking, I can get in here, you know? And I was obviously training every day and stuff like that. Even traveled a couple of times, you know, to games and was in the, like, in the stands or whatever. But yeah, then after that, you know, when you hear that news, the new manager, I had a meeting with him, Martin Allen.
Mad dog.
Yeah, he's come in. Never seen me play before. He's come in and we all having meetings. And at Barnet, we had like quite a big squad for League Two. And then he just sat me down. It was quick. Just looked at me. He's just too young, not enough experience. You know, in the league, I'm going to go with the experience to try to stay in the league. And that's when, you know, I had to ultimatum, do I stay there kind of until the end of the season, not play, or try get some game time. And I was just trying to, you know, go other places like non-league and stuff, and it just didn't work out. And then end up going Czech Republic.
What was it like living there? There in Iceland, I want to know about. What was like, yeah, just integrating into that?
Iceland's nice. Like, obviously, you got to get used to the, you know, the sky, you know. In the summer, it's light all day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the winter, it's dark all day. So a lot of people like they do battle with like their mental health there and stuff like that. And, you know, Icelandic people are very within themselves, very shy people. So that was like a thing to get used to as well. Like I like to be a little bit bubbly sometimes, yeah, especially at football. Like it's your time, it's your peace, isn't it, to get away from, you know, the real world. And obviously there, everyone's a bit sheltered and everything like that. So I had to get used to that.
So no, after big wins, guy out, putting money down the table. There's not no scene like that.
Nah.
My generation was the last generation, I think.
Do you think, yeah?
Going out,
well, yeah,
after a win.
And enjoying the West. Yeah,
when I was young, like, obviously, youth team days and that, like, yeah, of course, like, I would say,
yeah,
I was on the, like, the cusp of what you're talking about, you know what I mean? But I don't know if it still happens, to be fair. Like that team camaraderie that you're talking about, innit? Like that Christmas do, you know what I mean? Like I got a few stories about Christmas do's and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So nah, there was none of that. And I think that is the ultimate thing in a dressing room, that, listen, I played in teams where like we're playing shit.
Mm.
And after a night out, we just start picking up some wins. It's like, what's going on here?
You know, used to do fancy dress just because it was a Tuesday, bruv.
Tuesday,
just
fancy dress.
Just because it was Tuesday.
I'd be out.
Out. We playing Saturday. My West Ham team, I swear to you, yeah. The first year in the Premier League where we finished seventh and got to the FA Cup final.
Yes.
We went out Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and all day Wednesday. Chilled Thursday, Friday, played Saturday.
But tell me this though, when you were on the pitch, you put the work in.
Yeah. Work got put in on the pitch. If like you had to, if you didn't work hard but you was out, you got told. Like, what were you doing there?
Yeah.
What are you doing there, bruv? You were rubbish there.
Yeah, we saw you. You're like, doing too much. Yeah,
exactly.
Fix up.
If you can't do both, don't come out. Like you got told. But again, what got us through that year, and we were exciting that year, man, was the camaraderie.
Yeah.
We were like a band of brothers.
Mm.
You saw it at Highbury.
Yeah, I know, yep.
And you saw it at Highbury. and at Upton Park that year, you saw it. You know what I mean? You know, so.
You're not wrong. That's funny, because I remember speaking to, I know the Leicester lads, obviously, that won, which won the Premier League. They said the same. They were out a lot, but they loved the party, but they won the league in 2015.
And so. Weirdly enough, I don't know what it is, yeah, but I think footballers as well, because you play with so much adrenaline, yeah, I think you need it. It's just a weird release. Thing that it's like a release that, you know what I mean? I can let my hair down. You know what I mean? A little bit. I ain't got no hair. But.
I don't mean to pocket watch, but like the Czech Republic, the wages there, Iceland, were they and Canada as well? Were they sustainable? Were they kind of fleecing?
I mean,
a little bit.
Obviously, different teams. You got different budgets, innit? I could talk about Canada, for example. Our owner was actually a billionaire. Yeah. But she couldn't obviously spend the money, and it would be stupid for her to spend the money because she's not going to get no revenue back, really. But our highest paid player, I believe, was like 120 USD a year. So, I mean, it's a livable wage.
No, still,
but
yeah.
You know, I mean, as a footballer, what people are probably thinking about, oh my God, these guys, da, 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 it's probably only that, what, the 5-10% at the top.
I think that's a great point, you know, because. See, in England, and this is what people don't see, the other side of football. Unless you're in the Premier League or top half of Championship.
That's it.
Like,
if I'm honest.
You don't earn the money that's perceived and that's put out there. The perception is not there. But you got players in, like when I went to Southend, got players, like I couldn't comprehend some stuff that was going on. Like we got a big game. I'm going, what are you like doing tonight? One of the boys, I got an Uber tonight. I'm Ubering. I'm going, what? We've got a big game tomorrow.
Working Uber.
I went, what? We've got a big game like tomorrow. He went, yeah, but we lost one game this month.
Got to make it back.
I've got to make that money up for my lifestyle and for my bills. Because the fact of the matter is, because he's a professional footballer, there's a perception that comes with that.
Yeah, amen.
Do you know what I mean? Which is dangerous.
Yeah.
But the perception is, like they're earning thousands of pounds a week and they're not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
But the footballing status gives you that thing of, I've got to be doing this. I've got to have this type of car. I've got to have that type of car. I've got to be going to this type of place. When the reality is,
you can't even sustain that.
You can't
sustain
that. You can't keep
up. You can't. I got friends that I grew up with and played with, like doing very well, you know, Premier League, some playing abroad and that. You think if I was around them 7 days a week, you think I could be keeping up with what they're doing? I got to stay in my lane. You know what I mean? I don't know. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to say what you pulled up in. So you feel, I think you're doing all right post-career.
It's that turkey move.
you're doing all right post-career. But most people, when they retire, they can't do what they were doing.
We're coming to the end of the show. And so I'd say those were my best bits so far. Listen, I'll be back next week, so please, please join us on VAR You Serious, brought to you on FUBAR Radio.
This is The Different Football Show, VAR You Serious, on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.